弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to be the brothers and sisters.
刚刚我们已经读了腓立比书。
Just now, we have already read Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从第三节到十六节。
From verse 3 to verse 16.
我想今天我们就在这一段的圣经的里面，我们有一点的分享。
Today we're going to share this passage.
在这一年的当中，我们都针对着我活着是基督。
This year our theme is to live is Christ.
我想我们都注意到腓立比书。
We're focusing on Philippians.
因为 Kenneth Morgan 是从腓立比书的第一章第二十节里面提了一个主题。
And Kenneth Morgan made a theme out of Philippians chapter 1 verse 20.
这是说到保罗的属灵的经历。
This talks about the spiritual experience of Paul.
也是保罗他生命的一个目标。
And it is a goal in his life, Paul's life.
我想保罗把自己的见证说出来，不但是为什么他自己，也是每一个基督徒的生命的意义，生命的追求，生命的真实。
And Paul tells us this not only for himself, but also for every Christian about the meaning of the life and the pursuit and the meaning.
若是我们仔细的熟读腓立比书，
if we're familiar with Philippians,
我想它的主题就是基督。
I think the theme is Jesus Christ.
他活着是基督。
He lived as Christ.
他活着也要像基督。
And he lived like Christ.
所以他最后说，我活着就是基督。
So finally he said, to live is Christ.
他并不是说我是基督。
He did not say, I am Christ.
他说我活着是基督。
He said he lived as Christ.
我记得我在这一年当中的有几次的信息。
I remember this year I have a couple of messages.
我不妨就是稍微很简单的温习一下。
And I would like to go review it very briefly.
第一个就是我们生命的意义。
The first is about the meaning of life.
也是保罗的生命的意义。
And it's also the meaning of Paul's life.
第一个就是活着是为基督。
The first is living for Christ.
第二点，活着乃是要像基督。
And the next is to living is to be like Christ.
第三个，活着是基督。
And thirdly, to live is Christ.
我记得第二个信息就是关于我们生命基础生命的原则。
And the second message I had was about the value, the principle of a Christian life.
我们在整本的圣经怎么样可以找到我们生命的原则呢？
And where in the Bible can we find the principle of a Christian life?
所以我就有两次的说到耶稣基督的榜样。
So I have shared two messages about Jesus' example.
我们常常说我不知道要怎么样做。
And many times we say we don't know what to do.
但是我们主耶稣给我们立了一个榜样。
But our Lord Jesus Christ has set an example for us.
就是在约翰福音第十三章十五节里面。
And it is in John chapter 13, verse 35.
他为门徒洗脚。
And he washed the feet of his disciples.
第二个原则, 他就给门徒一个新的命令。
And second, he gave his disciples a new commandment.
他说你们要彼此的相爱。
He said, you have to love one another.
但是彼此相爱有一个标准。
But there is a standard for loving one another.
他说我怎么样爱你们, 你们也要怎样的彼此相爱。
So he said, how I love you, so you will love each other.
你们若有彼此相爱, 众人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And if you love one another, then people will know that you are my disciples.
所以有两个原则, 一个是他所立的榜样。
So there are two principles. One is the example that he set.
第二个原则就是他所立的新的命令。
And the second one is a new command that he given to his disciples.
那今天我就想到我们一起的来想到我们生命的价值。
And so today I would like to share with you the value of our life.
也是使徒保罗人生的价值。
And it's also the value of Paul's life.
也可以说使徒保罗人生的正义。
And it's also about his value.
我们总是要想到我活着是为什么。
We always want to find out why we're living for.
不然虽然我们有找到工作, 能够有好好的生活,
is it just because we can find a good job and have a good life?
我想我们内心的里面还是不踏实。
And in our heart is we're still not satisfied.
但是感谢神, 神借助使徒保罗把腓立比书赐给了我们。
We thank the Lord that through God gave us Apostle Paul, so that we can know Christ more, that we can experience Christ more, and then we can pursue Christ more. In a Christian life, there are these three points.
我们要更多的认识基督,
we have to know him more.
我们更多的要经历基督,
we experience him more.
我们更多的追求基督,
and we pursued him more.
我们也要真正的得着了基督,
and then we will truly have Christ.
所以我们现在再回到腓立比书第三章,
so we return to Philippians chapter 3.
我就是在这刚刚所读的这一段圣经的里面,
and in the passage that we just read,
我们一起的来读,
and let us ponder together and read this together.
在我纲要的里面, 我把这一段的圣经分成三点,
and in my outline, I divided this passage into three sections.
第一段就是认识基督为至宝。
The first section is knowing the surpassing value.
这就是刚刚唱诗班为我们所唱的诗歌。
It's just like the hymn that the choir just sang.
已经把所要讲的内容都唱出来。
It's already took the content already and sing it.
我们怎么样的认识主基督？
How do we know Christ?
而第二段就是我们认识基督。
And the second is knowing the power of the resurrection of Christ.
And it is
because we believe in the righteousness of Christ.
我们得着了称义,
that we are justified and we have ever eternal life.
这是我们要经历基督的基本的要素。
And this is the basic key of experiencing Christ.
除非我们得着了新的生命, 我们没有办法经历基督的生命。
Unless we have a renewed life, we do not have the Christ.
我们也不晓得基督复活的大能。
And we do not know the power of the resurrection.
我们也没有办法与主一同的受苦。
And we cannot suffer with Christ.
这是第二段的主要的点。
And this is the key in the second section.
第三段就是从12节到16节。
And the third section is from verse 12 to 16.
这里呢是告诉我们要追求基督的恩召。
Here it talks about the pressing on the calling of Christ.
基督的恩召乃是从上头来的恩召。
The calling of Christ is from above.
他不但召我们要向着前面而奔跑。
Not only he called us to run the race ahead.
他并且要叫我们要接力的追求。
He also said that we have to press on.
我们有时候做事要慢慢的做。
Sometimes we have to do things slowly.
我们要慢慢的思想。
And we have to think about it slowly.
这个常常圣经告诉我们说要默想神的话。
And so the Bible tells us to meditate his on his word.
我们有时候想得太快, 我们控制不了我自己的思想。
Sometimes we think our thoughts are too fast and we cannot control our thoughts. And becomes a distraction and a confusion.
但是我们追求神的恩召的时候, 我们乃是要竭力的追求。
But when we press on, we have to do it with all our strength.
年轻的时候可以很快地跑。
And when we're young, we can run very fast.
但我这样的年老发白的时候，我要慢慢走。
And when you're old, you have to walk slowly.
我若是走得太快的时候，就会摔倒。
And if I walk too quickly, I will fall down.
但是在神的恩召的里面，我乃是需要竭力的追求，竭力的向前面奔跑。
But in the calling of our Lord, I have to press on.
我也要得着了基督应许。 我们的赏赐,
to get the reward that God has promised.
这是基督徒的目标,
and this is the goal of
the Christian. 我想今天我没有办法把这一段的圣经完全的解释,
I may not be able to explain this whole passage.
但是我希望今天就是注意到第一点说, 我以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
So I would like to focus on the first point to know about knowing the surpassing.
保罗说：“我为基督，我丢弃万事。”
Paul said, "I consider all things rubbish."
看作粪土。
Consider everything rubbish.
在这里有认识两个字。
And here it says knowing.
我到底要怎么样认识主耶稣基督？
How do I know Jesus Christ?
而在这里有至宝和粪土对比。
Here there is the surpassing greatness and also the rubbish.
什么是粪土?
What
什么是至宝?
What is surpassing greatness?
让我们很轻松的我们来想到这一段的圣经。
Let us think about this passage.
让我们再读第四节，腓立比书第三章。 第四节到第八节。
Let us read Philippians chapter 3 verse 4 to 8.
保罗说，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。Though
I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks that he has reason to put confidence in flesh, I have more.
我第八天首歌里。 我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说，我是法利赛人。Circumcised
on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee.
就律经说，我是逼迫教会的；就律法上的意义说，我是无可指责的。
As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。But
whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。 因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。What
is more, I considered everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, I considered them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我们可以不可以一起读第八节?
Can we read verse 8 together?
我也希望弟兄姊妹能够参考翻圣经。
I would like brothers and sisters to be turn to the Bible.
所以今天我就特别要读很多的圣经节。
Today, I would like to read a lot of scriptures.
我想一般来讲，我们都很方便照在墙壁上。
And many times it's very easy to project it on the wall.
但是这个也有好处。
But that's a give us some advantage.
这个视听的教育是要两方面都有。
So this education, visual, we have to have both visual and audio.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹多翻圣经。
But I would like brothers and sisters to also be know the Bible.
我想若是我们很熟悉我自己所翻的圣经的时候
，and when we're familiar with the Bible,
渐渐我们的记忆力衰退
，and when we lose our memory,
但是我若是翻了以前常常翻的圣经的时候，就帮助我能够再记得以往所要记的圣经
，and But if I'm very familiar with the Bible, then I can remember what's in it.
但是我不单有一本圣经。
But not only one Bible.
我大概要用到十本圣经。
But I have 10 different ones.
这一本圣经我用很熟了以后，我再换一本新的。
And when I'm familiar with one, I get a new one.
我想这样可以帮助我的记忆。
This helps my memory.
能够记住神的话语。
So that I can remember the
word. 所以，若是我们有圣经，我们一起看《腓立比书》第三章第八节。
If we have a Bible, let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
我们不单单读，我们若是能够背也更好。
Not only can we read, if we can memorize it, it will be best.
我们不单是要背，我们若是好好的默想神的话，那是更好。
Not only memorizing, if we can meditate the Word of God, that would be the best.
当然，圣灵能够把他自己所写在人的文字上的话语，能够进入我们的心灵的里面。
May the Holy Spirit use the Word that people wrote and put it in our heart.
成了我们生命的粮食。
To become the nurture of our.
我们需要新的生命。
We need the new life.
我们需要基督。
We need the life of Christ.
我们需要基督生命的粮食。
We need the nutrient from the Word of God.
我想这才是一个基督徒生命的意义。
And this is the true meaning of a Christian, of Christian life.
不要让我们能够一生的做了基督徒。
So that we are not a lifetime Christian.
我们仍然的到主的面前仍然是一个贫穷的。
But still, when we come to the Lord, we're poor.
但愿我们能够像使徒保罗的最后的话语这样的说。
May we have just like what Paul said in.
所以在腓立比书第四章，他说：“我所信的道已经守住了。”
He said, "I have I've already did the.
在腓立比书第四章，提摩太后书第四章，对不起。提摩太后书第四章第五节，第六节。
He said, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and this time has come for my departure."
第七节说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Verse 7 said, "I have fought the good fight, and I have finished."
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And I have finished the race.
所信的道。我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
就是按照公义审判的主，到了那里要赐给我。
which is the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
不但赐给我,
and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for this his appearing. We're just now reading Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
我们现在再翻回来,
let's turn back to that.
不要觉得麻烦,
do not.
我想就需要每一个基督徒需要有这样的操练.
And every Christian have to have this training.
很快的在听到的时候，能够把这个讲员所讲的哪一个圣经节赶快翻出来.
And while the speaker is speaking, you can turn to the passage very quickly.
我想我们做一个殷勤的基督徒.
Let's be a diligent Christian.
第八节说不但如此.
Verse 8 said,
我也将万事当作有损的。
What is more, I consider everything a loss.
因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ
my Lord, 我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
For whose sake I have lost all things,
为要得着基督。
That I may gain Christ.
好，我们一起读好不好？
Let's read it together.
我们从第七节、第八节这两节，我们一起读。
Let's read verse 7 and 8 together.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。 我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。你再读一遍。Let's
read it again.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。 我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。能不能够背？
Can you memorize it?
我们有没有读到里面的意思？
Do we understand the meaning?
好，让我们就是针对着认识基督为至宝。
So let us consider knowing the surpassing value of Christ. First, we look at the word knowing.
我们认识谁?
Who do we know?
我们认识什么?
What do we know?
我们要知道认识谁是主耶稣。
We need to know who is Christ.
或者主耶稣是谁?
Or who is Christ?
我们要清楚地认识说我所信的是谁。
So we have to clearly know whom we believe.
这是使徒保罗在提摩太后书第一章第十二节他所说的话。
And this is what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
他说我知道我所信的是谁。
And he said, I know whom I believe.
这是我们信仰的首要。
And this is the key in our faith.
这是每一个基督徒都应当很清楚地知道我所信的是谁。
So this is something that every Christian must know, whom we believe in.
所以在约翰福音十七章第三节，主耶稣最后跟门徒要分别的时候，说到要认识你独一的真神，并且他所 差来的基督,
and in John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus said, we have to know whom sent Jesus, and then that is eternal life.
而且当主耶稣跟门徒到了凯撒菲利比的时候，也问门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And when Jesus was in Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say I am?
或者我已经受了浸。
Or I have already been baptized.
或者说我已经做了一生的基督徒。
And I have been a Christian all my life.
但是今天早上要问说，我是不是知道我所信的是谁？
But this morning we may ask ourselves, do we know whom we believe in?
我是不是认识这位的主耶稣？
Do we know this Lord Jesus Christ?
他还是他的讲的话很好听吗？
Is it just because what he said is very interesting?
我们常常说，我到教会很多人来帮助我。
Or I come to the church and many people help me.
所以我要受浸。
That's why I have to be baptized.
我想这不是一个根本的理由。
But this is not the basic reason.
根本的理由，我要相信耶稣，我要受浸，我要参加教会，乃是要知道说我所信的是谁。
And the reason you become baptized and join a church is you have to know whom you believe in.
所以我们从保罗的身上我们看他怎么样认识耶稣。
So from Paul, we want to see how he knows Jesus.
我们刚刚读到第三节到第六节，在这里都是保罗的一个非常美好的背景。
And we just read from verse 3 to verse 6. It is the background of Paul.
在第四节他说的，第四节其实我也可以靠肉体。
And Paul said that I have reason to depend on my flesh.
他说别人都是靠肉体，我更可以靠肉体。
He said others have put confidence in their flesh. I can too.
保罗在这里否定他以前认识耶稣。
He said that he did not know Christ.
在哥林多后书第五章第十四节的里面。
And in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians,
chapter 5, verse 14. 在哪里保罗说，我从前按着外貌看人。
He said, previously I view people by their, from the
outside. 以后他就说，我也曾经用外貌认识基督。
And I also know Christ through, through the external.
这个外貌是什么意思？
What does it mean for, from the outside.
我们常常看一个人嘛，没有办法看他的内心，我们常常看他的外貌。
And many times we don't know the heart of people, so we just guess from the outside.
这个人若是长得很壮，
If this person is very strong,
哎，这个人又长得很帅，
And very handsome.
哎呀，很多人都觉得这个人不错。
And people would say, this person is pretty good.
保罗说，我从前看人是看相。
And Paul said, before I just look from people.
我们特别在中国人的当中，我们很会看相。
And we Chinese are very good at judging from appearance.
这个是我们的外貌的定义。
And this is what our definition of appearance.
但是保罗在哥林多后书第五章第十四节，哪一个外貌不是说我们看看人的样子怎么样？
But this Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 is not this.
保罗说，我曾经按照外貌看基督。
He said, I know about Christ based on his appearance.
是的。所谓的道成肉身的耶稣，他没有加行美容。
Yes, this Christ, he does not have good appearance.
他是一个非常谦卑、慈爱的人。
He's very humble and loving.
但是保罗就觉得这一个人乃是叫以色列国发生很大的问题。
But this caused a lot of problems with the in Israel.
很多人跟随他,
Many people followed him.
他说他是弥赛亚,
he said he was Messiah.
保罗说,
and Paul said, I don't believe.
所以保罗就开始逼迫许多人。
So Paul started to persecute those Christians.
他为什么他来是按着外貌看人?
Because he was doing that from a
worldly point of view.
And he was he regarded Christ the same way.
他就说,若是你们可以靠肉体,
he said, if you can put confidence in your flesh, I can too.
这个外貌就是肉体的意思。
And this worldly point of view means flesh.
IV翻译外貌是 human point.
And in NIV it says it's a human point.
因为人的观点,
from a human point of view.
我不是说我们不要人的概念, 人的观点,
I'm not saying that we do not have our own view.
但是我们没有办法用人的观点来看耶稣基督。
But we cannot use a human point of view to know Christ.
所以保罗说,我曾经这样子按照人的观点来看的时候,我看错了。He
said, I once regarded Christ from this point of view and I was wrong.
我以为说,我是希伯来的人的希伯来人。He
thought, I am a Hebrew of Hebrews.
我有很好的一个犹太人的血统。
And I have come from a Jewish bloodline.
我有很好犹太教的背景。
And I have a background in Judaism.
并且我是法利赛人。
And also I am a Pharisee.
我严守摩西的律法。
And I follow the law of Moses.
所以他说就律法说我是无可指责人。
So I am faultless, blameless.
他是在律法的里面是一个义人，是一个好人。
From the point of view of the law, he is a righteous person.
但是下面他错了，他说，照着我六心说，我乃是逼迫教会的。
But he said I was wrong because from in zealous I persecuted the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们的六心不能够按照人的观点。
Brothers and sisters, our zeal, it cannot come from.
我们若是按照我们自己的仁义的观点的时候，我们就会走差错了路。
And if we depend on our human point of view, we will be faulted.
保罗现在说，我现在认识耶稣基督。
And Paul said, "Now I know Jesus Christ."
乃是因着我在新人的里面。 我认识基督,
because I know him in this new man.
所以在哥林多后书第五章17节就开始说, 若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过都变成新的了。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够清楚地认识基督。
So brothers and sisters, if we can clearly know Christ,
我们不是按照人的观点,
we don't base it on a human point of view.
我们乃是按照新造人的观点。
We base it on the new creation.
所以他在加拉太书第二章第二十节说, 我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So in Galatians 2:20 it says, I've been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
如今我活着, 乃是因信基督而活。
The life I live in the body, I live by faith.
他是爱我, 为我设计。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
保罗的认识, 乃是因着, 他有基督的生命，他在大马士的路上见了耶稣的大光。
the life of Christ, the life of Paul, he lived because he has Christ in him. And he in this in the road to Damascus, he saw the light from God.
他清楚了在哪一个时候不得不求告主的名。
At that time, he has no choice but to call on the name of God.
虽然他没有看见过基督,
although he has never met Christ,
但是他听见哪一个声音,
and when he heard this voice,
他看见哪一个大光,
when he saw the light,
他就呼求说, 主啊, 你是谁?
And he cried out and said, Who are you, Lord?
他为什么会说到主, 你是谁?
Why would he say, Lord, who are you?
他现在谦卑着,匍匐在大光之下,
and now he's humbled and he's prostrate in front of the light.
他承认以往的以前都是按照他自己的哪一个观点来认识基督。
And before he based it on his own point of view.
他现在愿意谦卑在主的面前说, 主啊, 你是谁?
Now he's willing to humble before God and said, Lord, who are you?
哪一个声音说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
他逼迫这许多的基督徒。
And he persecuted all these
Christians. 他残害这许多的基督徒。
And he hurt all these
Christians. 他把这许多信耶稣的人关在监狱的里面。
And he imprisoned all these people who believe in Jesus.
他拿着哪一个公会的文书到处去抓捕这许多的基督徒。
And he took the letter from the Sanhedrin to try to imprison these Christians.
他不是伤害一个普通的一个人。
He didn't harm one person.
他乃是碰到伤害到坐在天上宝座的耶稣基督。
But he is actually harming the Lord Jesus who is sitting on the throne in heaven.
现在他悔改在主的面前。
Now he confessed.
现在他求告主耶稣的名。
He called on the name of the Lord.
他因着求告主名的就必得救。
Because he can be saved because he called on the name of the Lord.
神给我们救恩是非常简单的方法。
God has given us a very simple salvation.
我们只要接待他就成了神的恩。
If we receive him, we become the children of God.
但是约翰福音第一章十三节下面就给我们解释说，这个接待不是按照人的意思。
But this receiving is not by the human point of view.
不是按照情欲的意思。
It is not based on emotion.
也不是按照血气的意思。
It's not based on flesh.
不是因着我们亲属的关系而信耶稣。
It is not because of our relationship with each other we believe.
也不是因着人的好坏我们信耶稣。
It's not because we're good or bad that we believe in Christ.
我们信耶稣乃是真正的愿意开我们的心门。
We believe in Christ, we have to truly willing to open the
我们承认我们自己是一个罪人。
And confess that we are sinners.
我们需要这位耶稣来拯救我们。
We need this Lord Jesus to save us.
非常的简单，我们若是愿意开心门接待耶稣的时候，
If we are willing to open the door in our heart,
我们主耶稣为我们在十字架上所流的宝血，
And our Lord Jesus, his blood that he shed,
他就赦免我们的罪，
will forgive our sins.
他从死里复活的那个能力就进入了你我的心。
And the power of his resurrection will enter into our heart.
这是基督复活的大能。
And this is the power of our Lord.
我们接受他就得着了生命。
If we receive him, we will have this life.
我们拒绝他，我们得不到生命。
If we reject him, we will not.
这是神所立的救恩的方法。
And this is the salvation that God has given.
但是多少的时候，我们不肯谦卑在主的面前。
Many times we're not willing to humble before God.
我们常常一句话说，我硬熬过去。
And many times we just bite the bullet.
我们就拒绝了主耶稣的救恩。
and we rejected the salvation of Jesus.
但是我们听到主耶稣的福音的时候,
may we, when we hear the gospel,
我们愿意说主啊, 我愿意开我的心门,
we're willing to say, Lord, we're willing to open the door in our heart.
请你进入我的心,
and may you enter my heart.
他就把生命赐给我们,
and he will give the life to us.
我们就成了一个新造的人,
and then we become a new creation.
我们就正如刚刚所唱的,唱诗班所唱的诗歌说, 更多更多认识基督。
And just like the hymn that the choir just sang, we want to know God more.
我们永远的要更多的认识耶稣基督。
We always want to know God more, know Jesus more.
当我们有了生命的时候,
and when we have life,
我们现在就转变我们的观点,
and then we will change our point of view.
我们从人的观点的里面就进入了神的观点,
we go from the human point of view into God's point of view.
所以保罗有一个大的转变,
so Paul has a big great change.
所以在腓立比书第三章第七节说, 只是我先前以为与我有益的, 我现在因基督都当作有损的。
That's why in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 he said, but whatever was to my profit I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
以前我有许多的追求,
and before I have a lot of other
people, 我所追求也是好的事情,
and it was things that it was good.
但是连这许多我以为有益的现在都因基督都当作有损的。
Well, even those that I considered had profits, now I consider those as loss.
并且到了第八节他就说到, 因我以认识基督耶稣为至宝。
So in verse 8 he said, I considered everything lost compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ.
我想基督徒不是疯子。
I believe that Christians are not crazy.
基督徒也不是傻瓜。
And they are not stupid.
很多人就觉得, 哎呀, 这个基督徒蛮好骗的。
And some people think that is the Christians are very easy to deceive.
我看真正的精明的人就是接许多信耶稣的人。
But I think a lot of the people who are smart are the ones that believe.
不过他把许多世界上的事情看作有损的。
And they just look at the things in this world as a loss.
他已经针对着这位道成肉身的耶稣。
Because, and their eyes are focused on this Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我宁可要不要别的东西,
I'm willing to give up all these other things. I just want the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们愿意这样吗?
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to do that?
我们真的热心吗?
Are you really have
some? 我们真的奉献吗?
Are we truly offering?
我们真的愿意为耶稣传福音吗?
Are we truly want to spread the gospel for Jesus?
但是第一个条件是要丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And the first requirement is you have to throw away all these other things.
这能够证明说我以基督耶稣为至宝。
And that is to prove that you know the surpassing greatness of.
我们的肉体不除去，我们永远得不到那个属灵生命的宝贵。
If you don't remove our flesh, we will never have the precious.
这是神的定律。
This is the principle of God.
我记得我的大女儿以前跟我说,
I remember my oldest daughter said to me,
她说她要想得所罗门所得的。
She said she wanted what Solomon had received.
她说一面我要得着了这许多世界上的宝贵。
On one side, I wanted to have all of the treasures of this
world. 因为我知道我是要得罪了耶稣基督。
And another side, I know I have to have Jesus Christ.
我告诉他说,你这一只手若是不放弃世界的东西,
And I said, if this hand wouldn't release what
the treasures of this world,
and this other hand, you will not be able to hold on to the
precious of.
Paul said, I am willing to know the surpassing greatness of Jesus Christ.
我想讲一个小故事。
Let me tell you a story.
他是一个王, 他有一个太子,
and this king has a prince.
他就想为他的儿子要娶一个媳妇,
and he wanted to take a bride for his son.
所以他就找很多的他国家的美女就招来。
So he have all the pretty women and from his kingdom.
他就把他的哪一个宝库开起来。
And he opened up his treasure chest.
这个宝库的里面很多的珍珠玛瑙，很多的黄金，各种各种的宝贵的东西。
And in there, there was a lot of precious stones.
这许多美女一看见这许多的宝贵，眼睛都花了。
And the women saw all these treasures.
大家都是争着自己要拿他所喜爱的东西。
They all want to get what they like.
但是王有个条件，只能够拿一件。
But there was a requirement. There's only you can only get one.
是每个人都在挑他最欢喜的那个宝物。
So everyone tried to get the treasure that they.
他们就挑完了，只有一个女孩子站在哪一个地方不动。And
everyone had gotten their treasure. There was only one that's woman that stand there.
所以这个王子就来问这个女孩子。
And so this prince came and asked this.
他说：“你看，这许许多多的美女，她都在拿了她最宝贵的东西。”
And he said, "All these girls have gotten what they wanted."
为什么你站在哪个地方不挑一件？
Why are you standing there and not take one?
他就问这个王子说：“你真的说，我也可以挑一件？”
And she asked the prince, "You said that I can have one?"
这王子回答说：“是的，你也可以挑一件，什么你是要挑一件，什么东西都是你的。”
And he said, "Yes, you can, and you can take anything, one just one item."
所以这个女孩子就抱着这个王子。
And so this girl just embraced the prince.
她我只要你这一件。
So she said, "All I want is just you."
我很多的宝物我都不要。
And all these treasures I don't want.
我主要的乃是你自己。
And all I want is you.
他说, 我只有爱你。
So and he said, she said, I only love you.
王子听到以后就觉得, 这个女孩子是真心的爱他。
And the prince know that now this girl is truly loves him.
他真的以他为宝贵。
And that he is the treasure.
所以就娶她为妻。
And so he married her.
以后这个王子就成了那个国家的国王。
And later this prince became the king in this kingdom.
这个女孩子就成了王后。
And she became the queen.
弟兄姊妹, 我们每一个基督徒也是一样的。
And brothers and sisters, us Christians are the same.
神应许我们。
God has promised us.
他要把最好的位置给我们。
He would give us the best position.
使徒保罗在罗马书说, 若是我们与他一同受苦,
And Paul said in Romans that if we suffer with Christ,
我们也要与他一同得荣耀,
and we will share the glory with him.
我们若是与他一同忍耐,
if we are willing to be patient,
我们就能够与他一同做王,
and we can become king with him.
但是可惜我自己常常的会做自己哀叹自己。
But many times I have to sigh.
我多少的时候无法的与主，我的主一同受苦。
And many times I cannot suffer with Christ.
我怎能和他一同享受荣耀？
How can I share His glory then?
我这一个人性情这样的急躁，我没有办法与他一同忍耐。
And I'm so impatient, I cannot be patient with him.
我怎能与他一同做完?
How can I be king with him?
但愿因着神的怜悯,
May God's mercy,
他听我这样的悔改忧伤痛悔的心的祷告,
and he would listen to my confession,
能够给我一个忍耐的心怀,
to give me a patient heart,
叫我能够学他的温柔,
so I can be like him, kind,
学他的谦卑,
and humble.
他应许我说，这样你就可以得着了，享受安息。
And then he said that I can have rest.
我想我们最后的诗歌来是226。
And our next.
426。
Next hymn is 426.
那这是另外一个基督徒的见证。
This is a testimony of another Christian.
我们都认识。我想我们很欢喜唱这首诗歌。
I know we always like to sing this hymn.
他自己。
Himself.
那这是 A.B. Simpson 写的诗歌。
And this is a hymn written by A.B. Simpson.
这个谱也是 A.B. Simpson 写的。
And the music is also written by A.B. Simpson.
每逢这首诗歌常常牵连我的提醒。
And many times this hymn becomes my encouragement.
我所要的是什么？
And tells me who I want.
我所认识的是谁？
And whom I know.
A.B. Simpson 是一个宣道会的创始人。
He is a founder of.
他热心传福音。
And he's zealous in spreading the gospel.
他不单单单的要追求。
Not only if he's after the salvation,
他要追求成圣,
he also wants to be sanctified.
他一生的追求更深的生命, 灵命的经历,
he wants a deeper experience in, spiritually.
在我印象当中, 我有一本书就是《宣信行书》,
I have a book,
宣信行书, The Life of A.B. Simpson.
Oh, the life of A.B. Simpson.
所以我就想去找这一本书。
So I tried to find this book.
我差不多十二点起来了，我去找，找不到。
I got up at midnight and I looked and I couldn't find the book.
我就祷告主啊，我明明有这一本书，放在哪一个地方？
And I prayed to God and said, I know I have this book. Where did I put it?
大概在两点的时候我又醒了。
And 2 a.m. I woke up.
我就觉得哎呀 A.B. Simpson 应该要知道唱这首诗歌，不知道他的这个背景。
And I don't know his background, so I need to find this book.
我就想着今天也要跟弟兄姊妹分享一下。
And I have to share with brothers and sisters.
我又下去找。
And I went downstairs and to look.
结果他的书很薄，不是很厚。
And this book is very thin.
就夹在另外的书的里面。
It was sandwiched between the other books.
就给我找到了。
And finally, I found it.
我的心中就觉得非常的欢喜快乐。
And I was very happy.
这是 A.B. Simpson 第三次这个灵命的转机的里面所写的诗歌。
And this is the third in his spiritual life.
以后神就大大的使用他。
And afterwards, God used him greatly.
我们知道 A.B. Simpson 是很有能力，特别有医病的恩赐。
And we know A.B. Simpson has great power, especially in healing.
但是他说，以前我是叫医得的医治。
And he said that before I was looking for healing.
现在我是要医病的主。
And but today I want the Lord who heals.
以前我要的是祝福。
And he said, before I want to look for blessing.
我现在是要祝福的主。
But today I want the Lord who blesses.
当然，这首的诗歌也强调你我的转机。
And may this hymn also be a turning point for us.
我们不但是仅仅的得救。
So that we're not just barely saved.
我们要更多更多的认识耶稣。
That we will.More and more know Jesus Christ.
更深更深的进入主耶稣的丰富。
And deeper and deeper enter into.
让我们这一生当中能够享受主丰富的恩典。
And throughout our life that we will enjoy his blessings.
即使我们任何的时候离开这个世界上的路程。
And even when we leave this world.
那个时候我们要见到我们这位慈爱耶稣的容颜。
And we will see the kind face of our Lord.
他要用他慈爱的声音来欢迎我们。
And he would use his kind voice to welcome us.
要用他的慈爱的手来牵着我们进入他为你我所预备的那个美好永远的荣耀的地方。
And he would hold our hands and take us into this glory.
让我们一起唱这一首诗歌，我们以后
一起唱。